somebody a high five. Say, welcome to BC, man. Pumped you are here. I love this. Man, it's so good to see you. Doritos, welcome home, man. Love the house, man. Love to see the family home from Mexico. Blessed that you guys are here. We missed you last week, man. Last week was unbelievable. Come on, I want to get into this. And I want you to hear it today, because I think this is, honestly, this is one of those days that we transition, man. This is one of those days, and I love this season of life that you go and you turn the page, man. You go from one to the next. You go from 2019 to 2020, and this is the last Sunday of 2019, which is watch this, man. I love how our calendar year allows us to come to this place to start new. Wednesday's new. Wednesday's number one. 1-1-2020. And in that, there's just something, right? There's something about that calendar transition that it drives us to want something new. And listen, the world does this. It's not just the church. It's not just the believers. It's just people in general going, all right, new resolutions, man. I'm pumped about something new. I'm pumped about my workouts. I'm pumped about my eating schedule. I'm pumped about this. I'm going to change that. I'm going to do that. And those are amazing, man. I love that. Stick to it. I think it's great. We look to the 2020, we look to that January transition, right? We look to what it knows. It's coming, man. It's coming. It's coming. I'm gonna be able to turn the page to 1-1-20. And in that I get to start something new. And then I look forward to what's ahead. But I please hear this, because I don't want that to be today. Because to be honest with you, there's things from 2019 in my life that I don't want to take to 2020. See, today's about what you leave behind. Honestly, today's about one of those days that in a service, man, if you would just, if you would give me a couple minutes here. And you come to a place to realize, yeah, we can get juiced about 2020. We can get you juiced about something new. We can get juiced about turning the page. But I want to know, honestly, what is in your life that you're like, I need to leave that behind? What is in your life that you're like, I don't want that to go with me? That's not coming with me to 2020. What is it in your life that even in the moment of me saying this, there is this list that comes to your mind going, that's not coming with me. Husbands, do not look at your wives in this moment. Please don't look at your wives to say, honey, bad timing. Don't do that. Because she's going with you, baby. Come on. But what happens, church, honestly, what happens when you come to this place to realize that we are on the verge, man. We're right on the inch. We're a couple days away. Being able to come in that place to make a decision today. I'm going to bring you to a place today to make a decision. That's not coming with me. That's not coming with me. Maybe it's an attitude. Maybe it's tone. Maybe it's anger. Maybe it's lust. Maybe it's sin. Maybe it's X, Y, Z. Man, what is it for you that you can come to a place to honestly make a choice today, not looking to 2020 and the new resolutions and the different choices we're going to make and how amazing it's going to be, but you make a choice, honestly, today you look and you say, that's not coming with me. That's not healthy to my relationship with Jesus. Let me get real for just a moment, man. What happens when you begin to really, truly identify relationships? Man, you're meddling now. You're just getting right in my grill. You're getting right in my own business. Church, what happens? Watch this. When you come to a place to say, What relationships are not healthy? And the one relationship that matters most, and it's Jesus. Well, here's the change, man. Here it is, right here. What happens when you come to a place and say, that relationship's not coming with me to 2020? That doesn't help or encourage my relationship with Christ. See, you have, I love this, man. We're right on a place, man. We're right on the verge to make a decision to say, this is what I leave behind. You're not coming with me. My attitude, not coming with me. Tone, nope. Gossip, or people that gossip, nope, they're not coming with me. Don't need that. I want to communicate this morning from a couple places. If you would please turn with me just to Romans 8. I've asked Katie to hang with me because we're going to get into communion here in just a minute. Communion is kind of a part of the message, man. There's so much to what it looks like today, the last Sunday of the year, to say, God, we want to remember you. We want to honor you through communion. But there is a depth to communion. I love it because it fits so good to today. And it fits so good to leaving things behind. The work of the cross left it behind. And you come to a place, church, watch this, man. When you come to a place to understand the reality that it comes to the idea of what it is to make a decision, the simplicity of a choice. Not coming with me. I'm leaving that behind. That's staying in 2019. That is no place in my 2020. Come on, watch this. I want you to see this. This is Romans 8. This is Paul writing, and this is Paul showing where my man struggled, man. He came to a place to struggle. He struggled between the flesh and he struggled between the law. Gotta remember, man, he was the top dog Pharisee, man. This is who he was. He lived by the law. He walked in a place of religion to believe, I am good enough, I'm doing enough, I'm going to make it by my fear of God, by my religious work, by my law. I am going to make it because of the law. That was Paul's idea. I'm doing everything by the law. I'm walking right. I'm doing right. I'm talking right. I'm good. Until he had a truly revelation that, no, it's not that, Paul. That's your flesh wants to battle law, but it's your spirit who understands Christ. There's a huge, huge, huge difference. And Paul yet still is struggling here in Romans, and he's going back and forth, and he says that there's this battle. I want you to see it here. Romans 7. Pick it up in Romans 7 right here. Verse 24. This is amazing. He said, this wretched man that I am. Well, that's, woo! Paul, that's how you define yourself? The man who gave us almost half the books of the New Testament? You mean the one where Jesus revealed himself to you, knocked yourself off a donkey, came to a place to realize who Christ was, and he anointed you to preach, and you spoke, and we still today dig into God's word? You mean you who've given us half the books of the New Testament, that this is how you define yourself? Wretched man that I am? Wow. Wow. Wretched man that I am. Watch this. Here it is. Who will set me free from the body of this death? Who will set me free from the body of this death? I love where he's in this place where he doesn't say what will set me free. It's a who, it's a person, and he gets this. He's like, listen, he's not like, what will set me free? If I do X, Y, Z, if I follow the rules, if my church attendance is good, if I'm kind to one another, if my tithes and offerings are up, if I'm X, Y, Z, it's not the what will set me free. I love where he dives into the reality of the who. Who will set me free from this body of this death? Wow, here it is, verse 25. Thanks be to God. Come on, everybody say, thanks be to God. Again, come on, thanks be to God. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then on one hand, here it is, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other hand, with my flesh, the law of sin. Here's the battle. He's like, listen, on this side of me, I know that it's Jesus in my spirit, but man, my flesh, it wants to serve the law. I still want to do good, and I think that my record counts. How many people just try, and we 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 think we've got this dynamic record? And this is Paul's gone, listen, I'm struggling. I think my record really counts. I'm doing good. Church, that is religion. And it kills. I love where he's at. He's like, listen, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then on one hand, man, I myself, my mind serving the law of God. But on the other hand, my flesh, the law of sin. Here's the breakthrough, man. Here it is, chapter 8, verse 1. Here's the breakthrough. Therefore, because of the struggle, this is where we land in Christ. He says, therefore, for those who are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I love this. Church, that breakthrough is Christ. It's a who, not a what. And we come to this place, to communion, to see where the Bible says this. This is what the Lord says through Paul. He says, therefore now, because of the breakthrough of Christ, therefore now, because of Jesus, there is, watch this, here it is. Circle this, man, highlight this. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And the word condemnation, it means there's no judgment, there's no condemning, there's no damning, there's no shame, there's no guilt. Here's what happens when we just come to this place to realize, man, that shame and that guilt and that judgment and that damning and that condemning, I'm not bringing that with me to 2020. No. When I see the reality of the truth of the blood of Christ, when I understand what Jesus, come on, here it is, what Jesus did for me on the cross, man, he has set me free from that. I don't have to walk in shame. I don't have to, man, what a weight that is. What a wasted, useless weight when you walk in shame. And you walk in guilt and you walk in condemnation, knowing, no, my past, my present, and my future sins have been dealt with by the only one, Christ Jesus, who put himself on a cross for me. And in that, man, I am free. I'm not taking that guilt with me to 2020. I'm not taking that shame. No, my sins. All of my sins. Come on, you got to get this, church. All of my sins. Jesus does not and will not die again for your future sins. Every time you sin, he ain't got to hit the cross again. Church, he died once and it was enough and it was sufficient for all the sin of the world, past, present, and future, so you can bank on it. If you're in a place, watch this. No condemnation for those who are in Christ. For not those who are playing Christ, not those who are playing church, not those who are playing the good enough card, not those who are playing religion, but no, watch this, for those who are in Christ. All of my sin. Man, I'm free. Man, I'm forgiven. I don't want to carry that weight of shame, man. I don't want to carry that weight of guilt. Jesus himself says in Matthew 11:28, come to me all who are weary and heavy laden and I will give you rest. What a promise from Jesus. And listen, come. I'm the weight lifter. I'm going to take your burden and carry your burden. I took the hit for you. Sean, come to me. Come on, lay it down to me. I'll carry that for you. In me, you have rest. In me you have peace. Don't carry the chaos. Don't carry the shame. Don't carry the guilt. As we step into communion here, I love this because I want you to see verse 2. It says this, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free. Watch this. The law of the Spirit of life, the Spirit of life, watch this, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free. Has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as though through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh as an offering for sin. He condemned sin, man. He sentenced to sin. He judged sin. He damned sin in his flesh. Listen, Jesus Christ did a work on the cross that in him taking the hit, he condemned sin. He judged sin. He crushed sin to come to a place that you and I would be free. Church, what is it when we come to a place to take communion today? You transition this year and you say, I'm done. I'm done with guilt, and I'm done with shame, and I'm done feeling sorry for myself. Jesus Christ put himself on a cross for me. Loves me. That screams value. That screams worth. I'm not bringing that in to 2020. I know who he is in my life. I know what he's done for me. I am in Christ. I'm not playing Christ. I'm not playing church. I'm not playing religion. I'm not playing the do-good list. It's Jesus Christ. It's a who. And I get that, and I know that, and I'm not taking this heaviness to 2020. I am shutting the door, man. I'm leaving it in 19. I'm leaving it in 19. I'm not taking it with me. Church, what is it when you honestly come to a place to realize the beautiful depth of the work of the cross? For God so loved you that the sin issue was dealt with once and for all. Wouldn't it be amazing to go in to 2020 just kind of light, free, released, that he truly is the burden lifter. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. So as we take communion today, I want us, honestly, please hear this, man. I want us to walk in this place of change. I want us to walk in this place of transition to say, God, I am done with guilt. I don't know why I feel shame. I've asked for your forgiveness, and I am covered in the blood that is for all my sins. And I am forgiven, man. I am free. Not coming with me in 2020, man. It's staying here in 19. Come on, get your cups ready, please. We take communion, and then we will continue on this message, and we just come to a place where I'm asking you, man, what are you leaving behind in 19? We're going to go over a couple things here. Come on. The night that he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. He said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Come on, church. Same way he took the cup, and I love it. Here it is, freedom. The same way he took the cup, he said, this is a new covenant in my blood. As often, watch this, as often today, right now, as often as you do this. I love this because this is where we realize the blood of Christ was for our forgiveness. Man, no guilt, no shame, no judgment, no condemnation, no damnation, no. Man, I'm free. As often as you do this, come on, please, church, do this in remembrance of me. Jesus, we remember and we are amazed of your love. We remember the cross. We We thank you for salvation. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that we don't have to work for it. We thank you that we don't have to complete a list of do's and don'ts. We thank you that there can be freedom in our spirit because of what you've done for us. Father, by your Spirit, move in this place in such a real way. Please, let there be a release of shame. Let there be a release of guilt. Let there be a weight. Honestly, God, it only can be a work that you can do. Let there be a weight that's lifted in this place in the hearts and souls and spirits of man. Come on, amen. Come on. Let's flip me to Luke, please. And I want you to see this, Luke chapter 9. And I ask you a question. I ask you a question today, like, how was it? How was 2019? It's not like a question that really has like that right answer. Like, it's not really up to opinion. Like, if you went and saw Star Wars, I could ask you, how was it? And maybe you're one of those who dress up as a character when you go to the movies as an adult. I don't know. I went and saw Star Wars and I didn't wear a Wookiee costume, man. Come on. Saw a couple of them. I'm like, dude, you were 45 in a costume. I don't know. You can find another seat, man. Come on. I'm kidding. If you're in costume, we'll pray for you. But anyways, here's what we're going to do. Like, I'm not a huge Star Wars guy. I saw the first three, thought they were amazing, and then I kind of lost track of the 25 that were made, right? Some of the Star Wars people are, they thought this was the best one. Some of them didn't like it, and I'm just like, dude, I was entertained, and everybody dies at the end, and there you go. You don't even need to see it anymore. So there, hallelujah. But when I ask you, like, how was it? Like, I could ask you, how was the movie? And some would say it was great. Some would say it's not so good. And it's really up to opinion of how you like Star Wars, right? You get a new car. Someone say, well, how is it? And it's up to your opinion of whether you like that car or not, right? But when I ask you 2019, man, when I ask you, like, how was it? Can I give the reality, please, to that question? Please hear this, man. I love you. It is exactly how you made it. Honestly, when I ask you about 2019, I can ask you, how was it? And you can give me, man, it was the best year of my life. Man, I got married this year. Man, to the most amazing husband, to the most amazing wife. Man, I'm so excited. In 2019, I got married. It was an incredible year. Man, I could ask another person, how was it? Man, we had our first child. And man, to have that first and to see that life, and it was so, what an incredible year. How was it, man? I graduated this year. I'm done with school. I'm starting my career, man. I got my job. Man, great, great year. How was it? Man, we struggled. Man, I want 2020 to come so bad because I want to get out of this year. I want to get out of 19. I struggled this year. I was emotionally a wreck this year. Man, I was out of balance this year. Man, I went through the heartbreak of divorce this year. Man, I had a tragedy in my life where I lost a loved one. I want to get past 2019. But you see, church, this is the reality is we have so many people in this church across the board. Some of you have had the most amazing year of your life, and some of you have had some hurt and brokenness and some pain. But in the depth of the question, how was it? Even watch this, church, what happens? What happens? Even hear this, please, in the depths of your pain, really in a broken place, just maybe that's where you saw God move the most. Just maybe in that desperate place is where you saw God's hand come and move in such a real way that in that you can say, listen, it has been a struggle. But this is what I know. because my God is with me. And my God is for me. And I can tell you this year has been a difficult year, but I can also tell you because of my trust in Him, because of my faith in Him, because of who He is in my life, I can tell you in the worst time of my year, I've seen God move the greatest. And in that, it's been okay. I can say God is for me. I can say God is with me. And then we go into next week, and I'm going to ask you the question, how's it going to be? Because 2020 is going to be what you make it. Because when you start right and you stay right, guess what you do? You end right. And that's in the best seasons and that's in the struggles. When you go through a struggle and you do it right and you trust in Him and you believe in Him and you rely upon Him, you get to see the miraculous hand of God work in your life like maybe you have never experienced before. It's beautiful. But what do you do today? What do you do today when you look at Luke 9, and I want to pick this up in verse 51. What do you do today when you have to answer the question, what's staying behind? What is in my life that's not coming with me? What is in my life that is no longer going to be a hindrance between me and the Lord? What am I leaving behind that I'm shutting the door to? And church, can I tell you, it might be something good. It might have to be something good. Like, listen, as Believers Chapel, man, we are lasered on 2020. Man, we are focused as a community. We're focused as a team on what will take place in 2020. Listen, we could sit and relish in how amazing and incredible we saw God's hand move so many amazing ways in the lives of people in 2019. We could sit on that and we could park on that and then we could come to a place to miss what 2020 has because we're remembering all the good things and we're forgetting to look ahead. Honestly, we as a team, we got to leave 19 behind. As amazing year this was, man, we can't park the car and say good enough. So there might be things in your life that were just amazing this year, but it might be time to move on. It might be time to say, listen, if I just focus on that, I'm going to miss my 2020. Man, I'm going to miss what it means to be laser focused for what God has for me in 2020. Right? I want you to see this. Because Jesus says some pretty amazing things here about really what it means to follow Him. And what it means to leave it behind. This is crazy. Watch this. I want you to see this. Verse 51. When the days were approaching for His ascension, man, watch this. He was determined to go to Jerusalem, man. He set His face. Your version may say He set His face to go to Jerusalem. It means that He was on focus. Nothing was going to get in His way. He knew, my time has come. We're heading to Jerusalem. This is where it ends but yet begins. And He set His face to go to Jerusalem. And He was resolute. He was determined. He was firm in His purpose. That's what that means. And He sent messengers on ahead of Him. Verse 42. This is crazy, right? And they entered a village of the Samaritans to make arrangements for Him. But the Samaritans, they did not receive Him because He was traveling from Jerusalem. You've got to see this. This was this true ugly racism that was taking place between Samaritans and Jews, where the Samaritans were half-breeds. Man, they were half Jewish and half Gentile. And the Jews would look at these as dirty as dogs. You can't talk to them. You can't eat with them. You can't walk with them. You're not supposed to be seen with them. Like, there was this disgust between a Jew and a Samaritan where the Jews looked at them like just detestable people. You have no contact with these people. They're lower than the dogs. And here, they saw that Jesus and the Jews were coming. They're like, we want nothing to do with you. You go around. You're not going to be a part of this village. I don't care where you're going, but you need to go a different direction. Watch this. Verse 53, they did not receive Him because He was traveling towards Jerusalem. You got to see this. Verse 54 is crazy, right? This is a true story, by the way. This is, could you imagine even thinking this? This is the depth of the ugliness of Samaritans and Jews. This is, James and John say this, right? You've got Jesus' top clique, the top three, Peter, James, and John. Right? These two are his top. These are two out of three are the best. And this is what they say. This is their thoughts. I love this, but it's crazy, right? For when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? What? Lord, they won't let us pass. Do you want us to command? Watch this. Do you want lightning bolts to come down from heaven and just destroy them all? Like, this was their mindset. Church, have you ever had that thought of, God, could you just lightning bolt this person? That would be, get them out. Or, like, do what, this car in front of me is 10 miles under the speed limit. Lightning bolt the thing. Here we go. I'm not saying that was ever my thought. But, church, this is a reality. They really were so detestable that James and John were like, God, can we take them out? And I love the Lord's response. He turns to them and rebukes them. Like, what's wrong with you guys? Did you just say that? He's like, I didn't come to destroy the world. I came to save it. And then this is what takes place. And as they were going, verse 57, along the road, we'll close in just a minute. Give me a minute, please. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, the foxes have holes and the birds have the air and have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He's like, are you sure? Are you sure? Do you know what you're signing up for? Do you get it? And then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, permit me first to go bury my father. Permit me first to go bury my father. And he said to him, allow the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim everywhere the kingdom of God. And another also said to him, I will follow you, Lord, but first. I will follow you, Lord, but first. Church, what happens when you have a but first? What happens in your life when you say, God, I will follow you, but first. Let me do this. First, let me take care of that. First, let me live my life. First, let me build my faith. First, let me, I will follow you, but first. Church, how many times, even in our walk with him, do we say, God, I'm in. I'm 100% in. I surrender, but first. And look at where the Lord, look at where Jesus responds to this. You talk about what it is to leave behind. He's like, listen, one says, listen, I'll follow you wherever you go. Okay, but guess what? We got no place to sleep. You good? Hey, I'm in, I'll follow you. But first, can I go home and say, bury my father? And it wasn't a sense where dad was dying. It was a biblical sense where maybe dad was in the fourth quarter and he just wanted to go home and take care of dad, and it could have been years. And you've got this third one who says, listen, I'm in. But first, let me go home and say goodbye to my family. And then you see Jesus' response. He says this, but Jesus said to him, no one, after putting his hands to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 watch this. Here it is. Jesus is saying, listen, follow me. All in. What is it that honestly we want to take with us to 2020 that you know, that just can't go with me to 2020? Come on, just bow your head just for a minute. Where are you in this, church? Where are you in this that you come to a place? Honestly, if you're a guest here, we're juiced that you're here. But I believe this is a moment right now. I do. I've been so pumped, so excited for this moment, to ask you the question, what are you leaving in 2019 that you say, you make a decision, that's not coming with me? You're not allowed to come. I'm leaving you behind. My attitude, my tone, my anger, my lust, things that have been good that have got me off track, relationships that I know aren't godly. You're not coming with me. No, in Jesus' name, I leave you here today. You're stuck in 19. You're not coming with me. Can I ask you, what is that? What is that? Come on, everybody has an answer to that. Everybody has an answer to that. Right now in your world, man, where you know, Lord, this has hindered my marriage. This has hindered my relationships, friendships. This has hindered my relationship with you. This relationship is a gospel relationship. This is not coming with me. Come on, everyone, just please, just bow your heads, please. Man, and no one's looking, man. I want us to come to this place to acknowledge. If you're in this place and you're like, Sean, I know there is something in my life that I'm dropping here today. Today I make that decision that it's not coming with me. It stays in 2019. Would you just put your hand in the air, please? That you would just acknowledge it before the Lord. God, I'm making a decision right now. I make a choice that stays. That's not coming with me. That's not coming with me. No more shame. No more guilt. I'm not condemned. I'm free. I'm going to live free in 2020. That's not coming with me. Chaos? No, I want to rest. In this moment, I come to you, Lord. You said you'd give me rest. I need peace. Chaos not coming with me. I trust you, even in the tragedy, even in the brokenness. God, show yourself to me that you will walk me through it. That you will walk me through it. Just keep your hand up. It's not coming with me. Today I make a decision. I leave it here. Jesus, I ask by your Spirit that you would give us the strength, the courage to leave it behind. Man, church, this is what I want. I want this, please. Tracy's going to sing. I just want you to just please stay seated for this. Man, this is so good. It's such a great moment. And as she's singing, you just commit. You commit whatever it is. And maybe you have a list. And I believe this, that we can walk out of this place so different from when we came in this place. We are not here to play church. We're here to experience a very real God who loves us desperately and wants to have residence within our soul. And you would come to a place today to say, I leave it here.